from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Hope you're having a good day. We have our special Monday guest joining us here. Talking Rangers with CY in just a second. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident, it's not your fault. Call the Frankels for a free consultation. 214-817-333-3333. Go to frankofirm.com. The Texas Rangers GM show here with CY brought to you by PlayScore and Anheuser-Busch. And a good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing good. Thank you. Breaking news from less than an hour ago, just making it official, DeGrom is going to pitch on Thursday in Frisco. That should be fun, huh?
Yeah, we're excited for him. And most importantly for Jacob, in terms of everything he's been through, it's a big step to get back out in a game, even if it's a double. But really excited for him. He's worked so hard. I know how hard this has been through. I think the last year, we saw his, you know, the tears on his face when we announced his Tommy John surgery, and he's committed to a rehab. He's done everything possible to get back this season, and here we are, 13, 14 months later, where he's ready to go out on rehab, and that's a big thing for our organization, but most importantly, it's big for Jacob.
Yeah, it's very exciting, I think, especially in the context of starting to build for next year, and if he's electric, maybe that can start building momentum. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, he's a huge piece of next year, and we're counting on him being the ace of our staff next year at the front of our rotation. And having him healthy and motivated, and getting him out there to get his feet underneath him this year is going to be important. And now getting him back for next year and hopefully a championship run that we're hoping to make, it's huge. And I can't wait to see him out there.
You know, it was a fun weekend, of course, with Adrian Beltre getting honored. And we find out, of course, he's getting that statue. But for you and, you know, of course, growing up a Ranger fan and how much he means to the organization, what was Saturday like for you getting to celebrate Adrian?
Well, it's really special. And that's one of the really real bright spots of this season. We've been able to celebrate the World Series. But we've been able to celebrate a Hall of Fame Ranger, not just player, but person. And Adrian, to see all the attention and the accolades and the celebration that he has received this year, it's so well-deserved. And I'm just so grateful that he is affiliated with our organization, that he continues to come back, that he continues to spend time with our players. Hall of Fame player, Hall of Fame person, and staying connected to our history is extremely important to me. I grew up here. You know, some of these players were my heroes as I was a kid. I know what they mean to the fans and the kids in our community. And, I want them to always remember their time with the Texas Rangers as one of the best times in their career. And so the fact that Adrian's willing to come back speaks so highly of the organization for JD and everybody else who was here when Adrian was a Ranger. It's really, really special, and I'm so happy for him.
CY, how irritating is that your contract situation has now made it into the media?
Well, as you guys know, I'm not one that likes attention, and so it just leads to a lot of questions. But beyond that, on the job at hand. I'm focused on getting this team right. I believe in the group we have, and this has been a disappointing season, but I'm focused on what we need to do moving forward and how we make that happen. And the rest of it will fall into place and take care of itself.
When you look ahead to the offseason, CY, do you know any of the clarity when it comes to the financial resources and how aggressive you'll be able to be?
No, those conversations will begin soon. We don't have really an idea. We haven't gotten that far along yet, but we will get there in the coming weeks or month, and at which point we'll get to work. And I can tell you that from a front office standpoint, we are extremely motivated, and we're going to do everything we can to make this roster better, to improve, and make sure that our fans have a chance to come see a winning playoff caliber team, a team that's capable of winning a World Series next year. And that's exactly where our focus is going to be, and we're not going to stop until we make that happen.
CY, how difficult is it? You mentioned going through a season like this, and it's not over. You know, things can maybe turn around. But how difficult is it to make decisions maybe on personnel at the end of the season of guys and gals that helped you win a championship? Is that part of it that – will that be the difficult thing, that maybe the most difficult thing that you have to deal with?
Well, it's part of the job. It's part of the business. And naturally, those decisions happen. You know, they happen whether you've won a championship or not. And you become emotionally attached to some degree. I care about all these players. But it is a performance-based game. And we have to make decisions to find the best team and the best group of guys that we feel like is going to give us a chance to win the next championship. And we're very grateful for the contributions that all these guys have made, especially the ones that were on the 2023 team. However, we're looking ahead to the next championship, and that will be factored in terms of who helps us win that. That's the goal for us.
Does that include the staff? I was kind of focusing on some of the staff, you know, with your coaches and, you know, maybe some of the people that, you know, the baseball operations folks. I mean, does that make it even more difficult that you're like, hey, I really trust this guy or this gal, but now I might have to make a decision because we maybe need to move on and get a little bit better?
Yeah, I think everybody understands it's a performance-based game, and that, you know, you have to perform and you have to be able to stand behind your performance. And change is inevitable. That's part of the game. But I actually, as it relates to our staff and our front office, I'm very pleased with the group we have. I think that everybody has given their best effort, and I think that we've fallen short, certainly between the lines, but I don't think in terms of our processes and our systems and the way we've evaluated, the way we've chosen players, the way we've coached our players. I actually am really satisfied with that, and I'm satisfied with the group that we have to be able to self.
We lost you there for a sec, CY, just at the end of the sentence, so that's why maybe the line went dead to you. It is Chris Young, Rangers. Oh.
Gotcha. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Sounds like you're, yeah. You might have
I was just saying, sorry, I'm on the field right now, but
cool.
But I'm very happy with our staff, and you know, we all have a responsibility to self-reflect and find ways to improve, and I'm very confident our staff and front office will be able to do that.
So being on the field, being around the team, is that something more important to you than your peers? And what's sort of your philosophy on that?
Well, I can't answer for my peers. So I don't know if it's more or less important, but it is very important for me because I've been in these kind of shoes, and I see them working on a daily basis. I see the energy that they pour in, and sometimes it really does. I say this, like, it breaks my heart to see them come off the field dejected or feeling like they've let the organization down. And I know how much they care, and I certainly appreciate the work that they put in and the care factor. It is high, and we've got a great group of guys. So I want them to know they have my support. I also want them to know that I'm watching, and you know, there's an accountability that comes with this, and I want to see who's working on a daily basis. And if I can offer words of encouragement or words of wisdom, I'm here to do that. But at the same time, I'm also interested in, you know, helping these guys stay motivated and knowing that we have a lot to play for and we have a lot left to accomplish. And I'm watching to see who's willing to try to strive for that and who's going to go get it these last 6 weeks and who's not.
So when CY sees that a guy needs a pick-me-up, are you arm around the guy, whisper guy? Are you rah-rah? Are you, what's your style? Yeah.
Well, it depends on the guy and the relationship. I have a lot of different styles, and a part of that is just knowing the player and what they need. And you know, sometimes it is an arm around the shoulder. Sometimes it's a little kick in the rear. But I'm willing to do both.
Boach said it's looking bleak. What would your words be for the, you know, just the whole standings thing?
you know, I really can't get caught up in it because the standings are the standings. It is what it is. What I want to see us is go out and play winning baseball from here on out. I want us to go play with passion and energy and grit and fight and determination and F you behind them, because this season's been embarrassing for us. This is not what we expected, and I expect our players to be equally as embarrassed as I am about how we've played. And so I want to see us come out, and I want to see us fight to the finish line. Whatever that means in terms of the standings or in the record, that'll happen naturally if we just go out and play good baseball. And I want to see some improvement as we go here. I know this team is capable of more than they've shown, and my expectation is that we do that these last 6 weeks.
Gosh, we bleep and love you, CY. You're saying everything Ranger fans are feeling, man, and you're right there with us. Speaking of improvement, though, I do want to pick your brain on what you've seen from Jack Leiter this year. Of course, he had the 11 Ks the other night. We've gotten to see him at the big league level. He's been sent back down. I know you were working on some new things when we talked with you last year about him. How has Jack done so far this year?
Jack's had a great year. With the 6 weeks left to go, we want to see Jack finish strong through the finish line here. My anticipation is you'll see him back in the big leagues here. I don't know when, but sometime relatively soon. And we want to see him come up and have success here. And whether that's as a starter or a reliever, you know, it doesn't mean that's where he's going to be next year. But just getting him integrated into the big leagues and having some success and finishing strong through the end of September is going to be important. But I'm very pleased with the year he's had, and I'm looking forward to seeing him continue that progress that he's made through the offseason into next year.
Some of the excitement with having Pittsburgh in town is Paul Skeens and possibly getting to see him pitch on Wednesday. How special is this young man?
Well, he's really special, and I'll share a story from last year. You know, we were picking fourth in the draft, and we ended up with Wyatt Langford, and I did Zoom calls with the top five or six picks in the draft and just tried to get to know him and really spend a little time with him, not knowing who was going to be available to us. And Paul Skeens was one of those players. It was right after the College World Series. And so had the opportunity to just spend 30 minutes on the with Paul, and one of the most impressive interviews I've ever experienced. I talked to a lot of players, a lot of amateur players, and tried to get to know them. And Paul was unbelievably impressive in terms of just his overall.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Mentality, the work ethic, his understanding of himself, what makes him successful, but also the person and the human being. And I always tell our players, baseball is not who you are. It's not your identity. It's what you do for a living, but it's important to have balance in your life. And Paul really connected with that. And it was so interesting to hear him talk. He's just so mature beyond his years. And it's not a surprise to me to see the success he's having. He's just an unbelievably generational type talent. And I hope we don't have to see him Wednesday.
when you look at him, though, as the evaluation, when you were looking at all those picks, those top picks, And his background starting out at Air Force and as a catcher and all that, is one of those things that kind of is very, very rare. I know we see guys going from other positions and, you know, playing other places in the major leagues, but was this one kind of rare in the way that one went?
Well, you know, maybe a little bit. I can't predict it. I probably don't have enough history or track record with these converted players to understand who makes it and who doesn't, who succeeds.
Sure.
You know, some of them blow out and you never hear from them again, and some of them become all-stars. So there's been a lot of different ones. And, you know, I think with Paul, I think it's as much about the person, really, in terms of the success he's had. And maybe if he had stuck at catcher, he would be a Hall of Fame catcher, too.
Sure.
You just never know. But he certainly found his calling as a pitcher.
I wouldn't want him to run on him, that's for sure.
No.
All right.
Not with that arm.
Appreciate you, CY. Have a great week, and we'll catch up with you next time.
Guys, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
There he goes, Chris Young, Rangers GM right here on 105.3 The Fan. Okay. Yeah, you know, what an awkward situation, you know, to be in with the whole contract deal. And I think he answered it great, like focused on what I can control. But if I had just won the World Series and I'm going into my final year.
Yeah, he deserves one.
100%.
Yeah. I mean, if you have questions about him as his leadership, and he seems like he's the one guy walking into the building being 6'10", and he's already so big anyway, but he's walking in there with positivity. Now, I will say this. He's probably a guy walking in there and MFing some people too.
You know
what I'm saying? He ain't settling for it. Like, you know, he talks about, hey, we got to be better. We got to be doing this. You know, that's why I was asking the question about the staff, because sometimes it might be like, listen, okay, we did this, but we're not going to go through this again.
Yeah.
Whether it's the hitting or maybe there's something that he feels like needs to be, you know, changed out. And, you know, in 6-7 weeks time, we'll know that. And hopefully 6-7 weeks time, we'll know, or sooner than that, a contract extension for a guy that absolutely deserves one.
Yeah, which would be announced right now.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah.
You listen to that interview. Do you want anybody else running things with the Rangers? I sure don't.
No. I mean, just the fact that you put this team together that went and won the World Series should, you know, get you, and you're a hometown guy. You know, everybody else in baseball that needs a GM is looking at CY. He's the guy you want running your baseball organization. And, you know, he has all the right answers in public, but he's a tough son of a gun.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's what you need to win in pro sports.
Accountability.
Yeah, he's not running from any of those tough decisions.
He ain't running for anybody. Nope.
CY brought to you by PlayScore and Anheuser-Busch. And we're coming back now with Woolchuck's Top 10. Where are you taking us, buddy?
Happy National Potato Day. What are America's top 10 popular potato dishes? We'll talk about that next in The Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.